Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News. The sex scandal investigation at the U.S. Air Force Academy is far from over. Air Force Secretary James Roche said former commanders could still face disciplinary action over the alleged assaults of female cadets. Four top officials at the Colorado Springs facility were dismissed in March after as many as 56 cases of alleged assault, rape, and sexual harassment became public. Many of the victims say their superiors didn't take them seriously when they made their allegations. Roach says a preliminary report related to the investigation is expected within 2 weeks. He made the comment before delivering a commencement address at the Academy's graduation ceremony this morning. Three separate military probes are underway in connection with the scandal. An Al Jazeera television reporter who earlier quoted eyewitness reports of a U.S. helicopter crash and the deaths of four Americans later said he was unable to confirm the incident. He said he had been unable to get into the town of Hit, where the crash allegedly took place because of turmoil there. Hit is about 90 miles from Baghdad. Earlier, he quoted residents as saying that local people were angered by raids on their homes and attacked a police station and the office of local officials. He said the people were angry because Iraqis helped U.S. soldiers search their homes for weapons. Six hikers missing since Monday have been spotted by a search helicopter near Mount St. Helens. The hikers were spotted on a trail in a densely forested area. The hikers were able to signal the crew in the helicopter that all were safe. The hikers had gone out on a day hike on Memorial Day and failed to return. Two cars were found at a trailhead yesterday and a search started.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
One of the Portland Seven reportedly has been released by orders of a federal judge. The Oregonian reports that October Lewis, who's facing charges of conspiracy, weapons, and money laundering, has been released to the custody of a Vancouver couple and will be strictly monitored. The government says that Lewis and six others attempted to go to Afghanistan in the fall of 2001 to fight U.S. troops. Investigators from the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation are examining an apparent murder-suicide that claimed the life of an heiress to a multi-billion dollar fortune. The Delaware County Sheriff's Department was called to the home of 51-year-old Ina Louise Dresser on Monday evening. She was the heiress to the Dresser Industries fortune. The company was acquired by Halliburton in a $7.7 billion stock purchase in 1998. Dresser was found dead of a single gunshot wound to her the head inside her bedroom. The body of her suspected killer, 48-year-old Randy Dover of Springdale, Arkansas, was lying nearby.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Flight attendants for Southwest Airlines are spending part of their day demonstrating at Houston's Hobby Airport. The attendants are carrying signs that read, "It's about time." Tom McDaniel of the Transportation Workers Union Local 556 says the attendants spend many unpaid hours on the job.
Our flight attendants spend many extra hours every day cleaning the aircraft, making sure that the airplanes go out on time, and those are hours that we're not compensated for because we aren't paid unless the plane is in the air.
The attendance union has been in contract negotiations with Southwest for a year. McDaniel says attendants are also demonstrating at Orlando International Airport and Phoenix's Sky Harbor International. Yesterday's powerful rally lost most of its steam, but stocks still managed to finish in positive territory today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points to 87.93. The NASDAQ was up 6 to 15.63, and the S&P 500 edged higher by a point to 9.53. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Kids fight over toys, and mom says share. Good advice for the playground and the road. When I come back, we'll talk peaceful coexistence between cars and motorcycles.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power Spark Plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power Spark Plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Global detente's important, but drivers of four-wheel vehicles and two-wheeled motorcycles could use some local negotiation in sharing the road. Here's a start. Cyclists, act like full-sized vehicles by claiming road space nearer centerline, encouraging drivers to pass with a wider berth. Four-wheel vehicles, don't move to one side to see what's going on in slow traffic. Stick to the middle of your lane. This position discourages cyclists from weaving between cars. Now that's shuttle diplomacy. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Truth seekers, Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us, if you're listening on IE America Radio Network or Sirius Satellite 145, Channel 145, Radio Left, RadioPower.org, WhiteRoseSociety.org, however or wherever you are listening, welcome. Too stupid to be president signed two bills in 2 days, one enacting his tax cut package, the other raising the public debt ceiling by $1 trillion. You think there's a hand-in-glove situation there? Why, of course. And which event do you suppose got press coverage? We'll take a look at that a little bit later tonight. Right before the program, got an email from Greg in Maryland, and he said he was waiting in his dentist's office, and he overheard a political conversation. The topic was how vehement Bush is hated by the left, Greg writes. And the person talking professed as to having no idea whatsoever what Bush could have possibly done anywhere to be so disliked. And then Greg writes, Mike, they are simple. They know not what they do. Well, you know, maybe somebody can answer that today. I've got my own opinions, of course. You know, why is Bush hated? Oh, my God, by the left. First of all, I don't think it's the left that holds him in such utter contempt. I don't consider myself to be part of the left as I define it. There have been several times over the, last 8 or 10 years I've been on radio where, you know, people would call in and say, well, you know, I really appreciate your left-wing point of view. And then I have real leftists call in and say, Malloy, you really don't have a left-wing point of view. And I've always felt that I'm just a classic liberal as far as I'm concerned. I don't have a left-wing point of view. Not that that's a bad thing. Having a left political point of view, I think, is healthy, especially given the current political climate. I just don't happen to be a leftist. I'm a stock standard, off-the-shelf liberal, right? So when people say the Bush is hated by the left, as Greg overheard this conversation, I just would immediately jump in and say, what do you mean the left? You know, what? I think progressives, maybe hate's too strong a word, dislike him, see him for the fraud that he is. Liberals see him for the fraud that he is. People who can still think, people who haven't had their minds blenderized by right-wing talk radio, I think would hold the man in utter contempt. He's done nothing since he's been president that benefits this country. He did nothing in his private life that benefited himself or his family. I mean, what is it about a person that makes other people respect them? I mean, you do something, right? You have to do something. I don't know. Maybe some people respect Tibetan monks who really do nothing except connect to the cosmic furball. I don't know. But in our political system or our culture, usually when we talk about we respect somebody, it's because they've done something. They're an artist. They're a poet. They're a bridge a construction engineer. They're a senator. They're a, God forbid, president. So I don't think that it's just the left that holds this moron in such utter contempt. I'm just your stock liberal. Maybe you have some insight on that as the program progresses tonight. Australia is being billed by the United States for the bombs Australia dropped on Iraq from their airplanes. The bombs are American-made. The Australian Defense Force said today it was routine for the Australian Armed Forces to pay for munitions acquired from the United States, no matter what the conflict is. Do you get this? Is it just me, or is this shocking? We hogtie the Australian government into Bush's psychopathic war against Iraq, attack against Iraq. The Australian people want nothing to do with it. Members of their Senate, I believe, resigned or threatened to resign over the Prime Minister sucking up to Bush, doing for Bush what Monica did for Bill. And the Australian people said no. So the Australian government sent what was it, Kathy? 1,000 people. Some of those people are pilots who flew planes that dropped bombs. The bombs they dropped were American-made. So the U.S. government is billing Australia for the bombs, our bombs, they dropped on our enemy. How about that? The size of the bill, according to an Australian government spokesman, the size of the bill was not, quote, currently available, end quote. Local newspapers in Australia said the bill could amount to millions of dollars. I mean, is that not cheeky? Is that not chutzpah? Is that now, what is it? I don't have any. My list of adjectives is totally depleted. What? Hey, guys, come help us bomb Iraq. When it's all over, we'll send you a bill for the bombs you dropped. Jesus, I don't know. It's, whatever. King David is calling. King David, who used to run one of the best radio websites in the country. Whatever happened to your website, David?
I didn't quite run it. Actually, I just wrote for it.
Well, you were one of the driving forces behind it. What was the name of it?
RadioDigest.com.
That's it, RadioDigest.com. It was a great site. The site had writers scattered all over the country. And David was in Chicago, right?
I covered both Chicago and Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee, yeah. That's right. And it was a great website, but it's gone. Oh, well.
Well, many thanks. It was rather interesting. I was writing that particular week's Chicago column as I got the email.
That I was gone?
That the, not so much that you were gone, but that the site was going to be going belly up.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the TV on at the time, and I glanced over to the television, and interestingly enough, the movie that was showing on whatever channel I had tuned into at the time was starting over. which, you know, kind of fit, if you think about it.
You know. Well, I appreciate the coverage you gave my program in Chicago. You're about the only, other than you and Eric Zorn, I don't think anybody in media ever covered the program that I did, and that used to piss me off mightily, but now I understand why. But that's not why you called.
No, it's not. Although you just mentioned something, actually an additional topic. Can we now consider Australia to be part of the coalition of the billing?
Coalition of the billing. Does this not take balls the size of Mount Everest? You'll excuse, if anybody's offended by that phrase, I'm real sorry. But to bill Australia for the bombs that we said go drop on Iraq? I've never heard of such a thing. Have you?
Not last time I checked.
Yeah, well.
You know, and, you know, I suspect that there are a lot of people in New Zealand chuckling about this tonight.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there are.
You know, see, hi guys, you know, you swallowed this one. Okay, yeah, you know, anyway. There were a couple of things I did want to call in tonight about. One, the quick thing was this afternoon I was reflecting upon the coming FCC train wreck.
June 2nd, it's all over.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Powell, member of the Lucky Sperm Club.
The Lucky Sperm Club?
Well, that's basically, you know.
Oh, how he got his job.
You know,
oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. For a moment there, I just went completely brain dead. I got you. Okay. All right, yeah.
And I'm, you know, and I was getting kind of depressed about that, and I decided again to turn the TV on and try to find a movie for a little escapism.
Right.
And the thing is, on the satellite dish this afternoon, the only movies that I would have been interested in seeing was a double bill on Flix of Last Man on Earth and Mask of the Red Death,
which I thought,
you know, were a couple of titles that they would be a little too close to home.
And right. Oh my God!
In that, you know, circumstance, you know, Vincent Price was great, but I wasn't quite in the mood for Vince today. But
after June 2nd, I don't know what's going to happen. I think the vote's going to be 3-2 in favor of further consolidation. Murdoch is already getting his fangs and his claws into DirecTV. I believe it's DirecTV, one of the satellite services. I have no idea. The thing that bothers me, though, is these media companies will start to control internet, not just access, but also content.
That they'll gobble up whatever independent, locally owned
right.
ISPs that are left, that
right.
kind of thing.
Right. It's we're entering into strange times. I don't believe that anyone in the press, the legitimate press, 15 years ago, could have ever imagined such a thing was going to happen within 15 years. What has happened in this country where it concerns consolidation? It's just mind-boggling, stunning.
I mean, you know, do you get the feeling that, you know, that Bill Paley just might be spinning like a lathe in his grave?
I think there are so many real journalists who are in the great beyond, who are looking down at this or over at this or up at this and just going, you know, whatever happened to the idea of a free and independent press, which is utterly and absolutely critical to the survival of a free society? It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
just gone. It's gone.
Yeah, so. Chet Huntley, you know, yeah, excuse me, we have Scarborough on the NBC payroll now?
Oh,
yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Just incredible.
You know, but did you see the report on CNN about the Ipsos polls that were taken in the United States and Europe?
I don't think I did. Which
these were the ones that as to how the United States saw itself and how Europe saw the United States.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw those. Those are not recent. Those were several months ago, several weeks ago.
Okay, because I just saw the piece on CNN today about it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's something new. But I'm sure the numbers haven't changed. We are seen by the rest of the world as being warmongering attack dogs, aren't we?
More or less. the numbers that I was able to copy down.
Well, hold on. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back after this break. We'll do the numbers. All right? Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, stay with us. A couple open lines here. Join us. 800 Talk Yes.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 24 past the hour. We apologize for the 30 seconds of dead air. Have no idea what happened, but anyway, we're here. Back to King David. Go ahead, David. Give us some numbers, and let's...
Yeah, what I was able to get out... Oh, by the way, if you have kids in college, I would hope you're more than 8 years old.
Well,
just in relation to the.
I know. You know, we get real jackasses who call in. Take him off the air. He's irritating. He's a goof. You know the hell with it.
Yeah. When you were writing the complaint letters, just make sure to spell the name right. Malloy.
There you go.
Okay. The three questions I were able to get. The first one. Does Bush play a positive role in world affairs?
Right.
The United States number was 72%.
Yes.
These are all the yes responses. The United Kingdom, 36%.
Right.
Canada, 38%.
Right.
Italy, 44%.
Uh-huh.
Germany, 18%. Spain, 16%.
Right.
France, 17%. Russia, 23%. Okay. Did the U.S. do the right thing in Iraq? U.S., 76%.
Oh, God.
U.K., 58%.
Oh, God.
Canada, 45%.
Go, Canada.
Italy, 45%. Germany, 31%. France, 30%. Spain, 19%.
And don't forget, the poor Spanish. God, yeah. Wouldn't you hate to be a Spaniard? Your president... you know, I'm overworking this phrase, but the Spanish president does for Bush what Monica did for Clinton. How many times have I said that tonight? I've got to come up.
I think this is the third.
I've got to come up with something different. But it's, you know, and the Spanish people loathe this guy. I mean, but Aznar, or as Bush calls him, Anzar, is a proto-fascist, just like Berlusconi in Italy is a proto-fascist, Bush, proto-fascist, Tony Blair is just a born-again geek. Right. Oh, well.
By the way, Russia came in at 10% on 10%,
that. Well, I'm not surprised with that.
And the third question, is the U.S. unstoppable? Can the U.S. pretty much do whatever it damn well pleases?
Right.
Every other country ranged from 62% to 73%, yeah, they can.
Right.
The only one not to have a majority on that question was the United States.
And what was our number?
50%. 50% of us think that Washington is stoppable.
Okay. What all these numbers mean, very quickly here, in my opinion, it means that we in this country are truly living in an asylum. We're crazy. The people outside of this country are not crazy. Some of them are approaching crazy, but they're not. You know, the Brits are just about gone insane because of their leadership. But the rest of the world is just like, wow. You know, how are we going to survive this monstrous United States of America? It's incredible how the reputation or the way the United States appears around the world has changed since Too Stupid to Be President had his goons seize the executive branch of this government. We've done a complete 180 on the global stage.
Twice,
yeah.
I should say, because you know, we did that, you know, since Bush got in, and then again since 9/11.
It's incredible. It's just incredible. I hope we survive. If we don't survive, we'll all be in the streets. We'll be fully armed, and we'll see what happens.
I'll grab the pitchfork. I'll tell you.
David, good to hear from you.
All right, see you on the site.
All right, sir. Take care. Okay, quick break here, and then we shall come back. Kind of vis-a-vis what David was saying, Amnesty International released its yearly report on human rights around the planet. I'm sure most of you are way ahead of me on this one. You've seen it already, but I want to share with you some of it. The United States, that's you and me, pretty much head the list of terrorist states now. Not directly, but what we've done on the global stage is like dropping fertilizer all over the fields that produce terrorism. Stay with us.
But me. Everybody likes you, babe. But me.
I certainly never dreamt that I'd...
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
State workers struck a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. By a 6-3 margin, the high court ordered state governments must provide employees with time off work, as detailed in the Family and Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law gives workers the right to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave from work for family emergencies or for the birth or adoption of a child. And yesterday's decision affirms the right of 5 million state government employees to that time off, regardless of what other state laws apply to the issue of time off work.
As the quarantine of cattle farms in Canada expands to three provinces following the discovery of an animal with mad cow disease, attention has begun to turn to the quality control of Canada's food inspection system. And the picture is not pretty. For example, most Canadian meat inspectors don't work directly for the government. They're hired as contractors, and many often begin field work with as little as 4 weeks of training. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has abandoned internal audits to verify the quality of what inspections do get done. And turnover among beef inspectors is high. The yearly rate averages between 20% and 30%, and the wages of many inspectors have been frozen since 1993.
They were the heroes of September 11th, but New York City's firefighters are no longer the darlings of City Hall. New York is in its worst budget crisis in decades, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been slashing thousands of jobs, and among the cuts are six fire companies which closed their doors over the weekend. While no firefighters have lost their jobs yet, the firehouse closures mean that response time to some emergency calls will increase by a minute or more, something that the Uniformed Firefighters Association says could spell the difference between life and death in a business where seconds count.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Zebra.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. All right, very quickly here, and then we're going to come to your calls. Amnesty International released their annual report on human rights violations, torture, death, destruction. The report says that the Bush's so-called war on terror has made the entire world worse. I mean, it just never stops, does it? AI said the U.S.-led war against terrorism, quote, is sowing fear and danger across the globe, denying basic rights to those who've been arrested. Now, of course, there was no immediate reaction to the report from Bush crime family members, but in the past, Bush crime family members have denied allegations of human rights abuses. Of course not. We don't do anything like that. We have 600 people locked in dog cages in Cuba, and we're driving them slowly insane. But no, we don't. We're going to have military tribunals. You don't know how many people we've executed already. We've suspended most of the United States Constitution, but no human rights abuses at all. Amnesty International said the United States, quote, continued to deny internationally recognized rights to people arrested in the context of this war against terrorism. Thousands were detained from the war in Afghanistan in defiance of international law, end quote. Amnesty said foreign nationals arrested in the U.S. after September 11th, quote, were also deprived of safeguards under international law. They include 1,200 foreigners, mostly Muslim men who are Arab or South Asian. The report goes on to say by the end of the year, most detainees arrested during initial sweeps had been deported, some to countries where it was feared they were at risk of being tortured or released of charges with or were released on charges with crimes unrelated to so-called terrorism. I hope you got the sense of that. I got my tongue in front of my eye, teeth, couldn't see what I was saying. The report said more than 600 detainees still at Camp X-Ray. They've changed the name now to what, Camp Zebra or something, in Cuba. Quote, without being charged and without legal assistance, end quote. If that's not a violation of human rights, what is? Oh, well. The report went on to say the USA refused to recognize these people in Cuba as prisoners of war or afford them other rights under international law. The report continues, conditions in Camp X-Ray and later in Camp Delta gave cause for serious concern. U.S. forces also held hundreds of detainees in Afghanistan or in undisclosed locations. And let's not forget the people that we put into packing crates, shipping crates, and executed. The report says in the past, the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service has denied basic human rights, or has denied that basic human rights have been withheld from foreign nationals detained in the United States. Okay, so what? INS says that. INS, now part of Homeland Security, is staffed with liars. I mean, come on. Even though we have a non-existent media, a non-existent Democratic Party leadership, non-existent except for a few voices out there howling in the night, any means of understanding this stuff, we still know, don't we? Don't we? That INS has denied basic human rights to foreign nationals rounded up in this country? As for the detainees at Guantanamo, we continue to contend, of course, that they are, quote, unlawful combatants, end quote. Boy, if ever there was a whorish, worthless phrase than unlawful combatant, I don't know what it is. But that gives the Bush crime family plenty of license to say, well, they're not covered by the Geneva Convention because they're not prisoners of war. Yada, 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 yada. You understand all this. In a separate press conference today, the executive director of Amnesty International USA said U.S.-led events in 2003 generated deleterious effects. The war on Iraq provided an excuse for other countries in the name of anti-terrorism or in the name of national security to crack down on opponents of their regimes. Oh, it just goes on and on and on. It's incredible. Human rights abuses in virtually every country across the Mideast, thanks to our lack of leadership, Israel, the Palestinian territories, Algeria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, and Syria. Also, Pakistan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangladesh, India, the Republic of Korea, and Australia. It just goes on and on and on because there is no global leadership. There is no moral global leadership any longer. It doesn't exist. There are a few global moral leaders. Bishop Tutu, Nelson Mandela, there's a couple. Dennis Kucinich, there's one. Barbara Lee, there's another one. So into this vacuum, this moral vacuum created by the Bush crime family, the death and destruction and total destruction of what we used to call human rights continues. We are dealing, the Bush crime family is dealing with countries in Central Asia. Kazakhstan, what else? Not just Kazakhstan, but also, what else is up there? Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, what else? Turkmenistan, all of these old members of the Soviet Union where the oil and the natural gas is, the people running those countries are still the old Soviet leaders. They are dictators. They are terrorists. There is no freedom of anything in these countries. And the Bush crime family is working out all sorts of cozy deals to keep them in power, keep suppressing their civilian populations in order to get their hands, the Bush crime family's filthy hands, on the natural resources from that area of the globe. It's incredible. I bleed. I weep. I scream. I cry. I rend my garments. I beat myself with birch whips. I don't know what the hell to do. The United States has become this predator under Bush. This huge, feathered, fur-encased, clawing, fanged, double-tailed beast. Ooh, damn, be careful, Malloy. You're scaring yourself. Stomping around this planet, devouring whatever it wants to devour. And oh my God, we are setting ourselves up. Oh, Jesus. You know, eventually these people who are learning to loathe the policies of the Bush crime family, they don't make the distinction. Hey, it's America. Look at the polls. What did David just say? 76% of Americans support this filth. And we're setting ourselves up for one, two, three, four generations of people, some of whom aren't even born yet, who are going to see the United States as the great Satan. And they're going to try to do something about it. And what does that mean? Well, if the term innocent American still has any cachet whatsoever, any value whatsoever, I don't consider myself an innocent American. I'm American. I'm guilty because I know what's going on. And I do nothing to remove this man from office except sit here in this radio booth. And so the people who are coming to hate us, generations of whom are still yet to be born, but they're going to be born in society supported by the U.S. military. They're going to be born in Tajikistan and Kazakhstan and Iraq and Egypt and Colombia and the Philippines, all over the damn planet, Saudi Arabia, where the only thing keeping these murderous regimes in power is the United States. And they're going to hate us, and they're going to do something about it. Because some people really do, not us anymore, we really don't. We don't believe, for the most part. I'm not talking about you, and I'm not necessarily talking about me. You know what I'm talking about. We don't believe that freedom and liberty is worth dying for. Here's what we believe in this country. It's worth fighting for, or it's worth sending off our 17 and 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds to go die for it. But me, you, ha! Are you serious? I got a mortgage payment. Right? Yeah. It's unbelievable. Amnesty International. I'll post this as I always do. You can check it out. The annual report. We'll have a link to it. The U.S.-led war on terror has made the world worse. We can't escape it forever. I swear to you. I swear to you. Dave Ward sent this in to me. He said, print it, pin it up on the wall. So here it is. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God? That they are not to be violated, but with his wrath. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. Jefferson. So here we are, you know, once again, you and I. And here's the Amnesty International report on global human rights abuses. And who is making the world safe for terrorism, global human rights abuses, murder, torture, detentions, violation of liberty? We are. We are. The United States. That's hard. I mean, that's a cross, man. That's a cross to carry on your back, isn't it, huh? You feel it just just digging into that space between your shoulder blades. You feel that cross on your back, huh? Isn't it heavy? We are doing this. Bush! Bush! And we continue to allow him to illegally sit in the White House. Damn. All right. Enough. Enough. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I tell you what, it's like I say, the biggest problem we've got right now is the media and the way they just ignore most of it.
Yeah, well, there is no media in this country anymore. There's infotainment, there's garbage, there's jive turkey nonsense, but we don't, no, we don't have a free press. We don't have a press or a media that informs us. That's right.
But it's like I called in about the Texas Gate story. I mean, I thought I'd never see anything that would pass Watergate, but when you read this story for the last 2 weeks,
isn't this something?
It's day after day.
And they have a 6-hour videotape gap now, just like Rosemary Wood's 16-minute gap.
Well, you got to wonder who got cut out of that. Like I think the fellow down there is John Ellis, who's on delay staff.
Right.
In Texas, you got to wonder how long it took him to erase him digitally or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have the.
The camera was turned off.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. I mean, if they ever show up with a copy of it, 10-1, watch it. There'll be all of a sudden there'll be sort of a shadow, and it's like, no, that's nothing. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's like this happened with just delaying tactics. And I mean, I've been reading the Chronicle and the Fort Worth Star Telegram,
right?
And all these, and I mean, the reporting down there locally is great. Have you read Craig Hines from Houston and some of these people?
Yeah, I have read some of the coverage from the Texas press. And, you know, there are still a few journalists left.
I mean, it's local.
Yeah,
I have not seen hardly anything at all this national.
No, hell no. Why should any of the national media report a story to show the utter criminality of these Republicans? Now, if this were something to do with Clinton or Clinton's private parts, you couldn't get away from it. But this has to do with Republicans.
Well, look at Tom DeLay. Came out for this. He's changed his statement, I think, 3 times already on what he did.
Well, that's because Tom DeLay has breathed an awful lot of parathion. Makes him have visions. But makes him see Jesus. Ah, God.
Isn't it amazing right now when our best national newsman is John Stewart of the Daily Show?
That's very true. That's very true.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you just got to wonder, I mean, what do they got to do? Somebody, for anybody nationally would even cover it. I mean, here we are. We're covering right now the Lacey Peterson story.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I'm sorry this lady died, but it's a murder in California.
It's a sad story. How many sad stories are there in this country of people who get murdered? A million? 10 million? Okay.
And they're going to take up hours.
So she was attractive. Her husband's a thug. The woman was pregnant. I mean, it is a sad story. I'm not trying to minimize or trivialize somebody's
like you say, there's
death.
There's a story like that down the corner from everybody.
Oh, my God. There's probably 5 of them the past 2 days here in Atlanta.
Well, like the one they just had, this one with the, was it the grandmother dropping the kid into the river?
Oh,
Snake River or whatever. They're covering up, they're taking up time that they should be using.
Well, that's precisely what Karl Rove has told them to do, and that's why they're doing it. Luke, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Michael.
All right, I appreciate you checking in. Oh, God have mercy. Tom is calling from Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to brighten up your night tonight.
Nothing can. The only thing that brightens up my night is to spend time away from the studio, away from these topics, and away from media of all kinds. You know, work in the yard, talk to my grandkids, read a book, I don't know.
Walking the dog.
Shoot varmints in the backyard, you know, stuff like that. That's... But doing this job is about as bleak as you could, whatever. That's not why you called.
No, well, one of the things you say time and time again that always rings a chord for me is because when I travel overseas or if I go even up to Canada,
uh-huh.
It doesn't take me long to realize that I'm currently in a sane place.
Right.
When
right.
I come back to America, it's like it's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is. There's a type of insanity going on. And, you know, my only theory is that somewhere along the way, all that lead that we put in the environment through our gas and whatever.
That's it.
Has poisoned so many brains.
That must be it.
I can't think of anything else of this mass stupidity.
Or it's something in fast food. It's something at Burger King and McDonald's and Church's Fried Chicken and you know, all these different places. There's something, there's some additive.
Yeah, they must have made the deal with the bug Terminators or something.
Something weird, I understand. Now, you've got something else to say.
Oh, just a couple things.
Well, let me put you on hold because we got a quick break here. We'll come back and chat for a second, all right? 800-TALK-YES is the number. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mass destruction. Alpha male. I come from Texas. I come from Texas. The new Prime Minister of India is, mass destruction.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or a fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
I would like to see a law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities like Ted Nugent.
Everybody's got to learn to support hunting, fishing, and trapping because that's where the dollars come from to save habitat.
You know, every time you get done talking, I feel like I should say amen.
But because I live the truth. That's what my book, God, Guns, and Rock and Roll. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It sounds like I'm bragging because I am.
Well, I love the book, Ted. I read it. I loved it.
Thank you. Well, it's like we're at a damn campfire, isn't it?
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, and we're talking we're talking with Tom in Mayretta, Georgia. Now, the Australian story and our nukes. I think that's what you wanted.
Yeah, that's it. Just a quick comment on the billing the Australians for.
Is that standard operating procedure for the U.S. military to bill?
The only thing it made me recall was how these communist countries, when they would execute somebody, they would send the family a bill for
For the bullets, yeah.
That's the same kind of mentality.
I think so. I think it is. Sick.
Well, the thing I did call about was, and I don't know if you mentioned it, but last week the Senate approved a Bush administration request to develop or at least study the development of these low-yield nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that?
Yeah, we had talked about it, and guess what? Where is it? Los Alamos released sent out a press release about 3 weeks ago that got completely by me. But what it says here, Los Alamos National Laboratory has successfully made the first nuclear weapons pit in 14 years. That meets specs for use in the U.S. stockpile. In other words, what they're Los Alamos, since Rocky Flats closed in 1989 or whatever, there has been no place in the country where a so-called pit was available where nuclear bombs could be made. And now there is one. And what there's several, as a matter of fact, several planned. The Bush administration has allocated, I think, close to $2 billion to build now these small so-called tactical nukes. This crime family will use nuclear weapons.
There's no question. This is like one-third, according to the article I'm reading here in the Christian Science Monitor of Tuesday. It's titled USC's Renewed Role for Nukes in Military Arsenal. And
right.
You know, it's like one-third the size of the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Right.
And they're trying to make nuclear war thinkable again. I mean, it's like there's no...
Oh, yeah.
There's
no restrictions. These people, look, you know, we've talked about it before. There are the people within the Bush crime family that want to destroy America, and there are people within the Bush crime family that want to destroy the world. The former group wants to destroy America and turn it into the United Soviet States of America. And the second group wants to destroy the world so that Jesus will smile with favor on the destruction and show up in the clouds and take everybody through the rapture or something.
Well, I am planning to be in New York for the Republican convention.
So am I.
There's going to be millions of people out there.
I hope that's the case.
Hey,
Tom,
talk to you later.
Thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The Peter Werbe Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werbe Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News. The United Nations Health Watchdog says it's undergoing a radical shakeup to deal more effectively with the threat of bioterrorism and epidemics such as SARS. The World Health Organization says it's overhauling outdated international health regulations in response to growing concerns over the spread of SARS. Steve Mort reports from the UN.
The UN Health Agency says it's deeply concerned that SARS poses a serious threat to global health security. In response to that and mounting fears over a bioterror attack, the World Health Organization has said it will update international regulations seen as inadequate for dealing with the new threats. International health regulations were last updated in 1981 and are designed to monitor and control the most dangerous infectious diseases. But under current laws, only cholera, plague, and yellow fever are classified as diseases that countries are required to tell the WHO about in the event of an outbreak, ignoring diseases such as SARS and Ebola. Steve Mort at the United Nations, New York.
President Bush today signed the third biggest tax cut in history while promising to mail out the first refund checks within weeks.
By ensuring that Americans have more to spend, to save, and to invest, this legislation is adding fuel to an economic recovery.
The signing ceremony took place in the White House East Room in front of supporters. He said the tax cut is essential action to strengthen the economy. Bush said the $350 billion package clears the way for families to get child credit checks of up to $400 per child. He said it will help 136 million American taxpayers, give workers who need more money more take-home pay, and help seniors who rely on dividends, as well as helping small businesses.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A man who painted polka dots on his house has made his point. The Avondale Estates, Georgia City Commission has reversed the Historic Preservation Commission's decision and will allow homeowner Stan Pike to build rounded steps on a house he owns. The commission denied Pike's proposal on May 5th. Pike protested the earlier decision by painting his house lime green with large purple polka dots. Some of his neighbors in support of Pike did the same. Pike said he will hire a design consulting firm to come up with a historically appropriate design for his home. He also said he would repaint it in a color considered a little more mainstream.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Flight attendants for Southwest Airlines are spending part of their day demonstrating at Houston's Hobby Airport. The attendants are carrying signs that read, "It's about time." Tom McDaniel of the Transportation Workers Union Local 556 says the attendants spend many unpaid hours on the job.
Our flight attendants spend many extra hours every day cleaning the aircraft, making sure that the airplanes go out on time, and those are hours that we're not compensated for because we aren't paid unless the plane is in the air.
The attendance union has been in contract negotiations with Southwest for a year. McDaniel says attendants are also demonstrating at Orlando International Airport and Phoenix's Sky Harbor International. Yesterday's powerful rally lost most of its steam, but stocks still managed to finish in positive territory today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points to 87.93. The NASDAQ was up 6 to 15.63, and the S&P 500 edged higher by a point to 9.53. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. They say history repeats itself. World War I, World War II, Rocky I, II, III, IV, and V. But when we come back, I'll share with you some automotive history about a certain bug's life.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
A Bug's Life could be the autobiography of the VW Beetle, which made history twice. It was originally named KDF Wagon, aptly meaning strength through joy. This odd-shaped little car, brainchild of Dr. Ferdinand Porsche, was designed with the backing of Adolf Hitler, who announced its birth at a Berlin exhibition in 1938. Out of production for almost 20 years, the VW was reborn in 1998. Its popularity with baby boomers and Gen Xers ensures life long into the 21st century. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Boy, this night is just dragging, isn't it? Some nights just fly by. It feels like I've been in here for a week tonight. Maybe we need some more callers in here. 800-TALK-YES. 800-825-5937. Okay? Now, Master Ben is on hold. We'll get to Ben in a second. The master of the WhiteRose.org website, where you can pick up archives of this program. But I can see up on the screen what Ben wants to talk about, and that is the amnesty report and Nazi analogy. So, Ben, we're coming to you in a second. But before we do that, I have two quick sound bites I want to play for you from today, from Ari Fleischer. On the 300-plus page report of U.S. human rights violations released by AI Today. Now, one of the reporters at the press briefing today said the following to Ari Fleischer. Quote, "Amnesty International had a press conference today in Washington, Ari, and it's accusing the United States of many things specifically. It says the politics and destruction within Iraq have unintended negative consequences for millions of people worldwide. And the Bush administration's war in Iraq has contributed to diminishing human rights for millions of people around the globe. Ari, while billions were spent to dethrone Saddam Hussein, dictators and rebels elsewhere wreaked havoc on millions of people across the globe. With little attention and even less condemnation from the U.S. government or the international community. Any comment, Ari,
As the world increasingly sees the brutality, the horrors that Saddam Hussein carried out against his own people,
oh my God,
the mass graves that Amnesty International can invest considerable portions of its time and its reputation into discussing Saddam Hussein's tortures and what he has done to the Iraqi people. And
the world is
rejoicing in the fact that, thanks to the efforts of the coalition, millions of people who were previously imprisoned are now free.
It's filth. I mean, I'm not even going to do my little quack quack. This guy is sick. Ari Fleischer is a degenerate psychopath. Now, the same reporter on the same topic continues. Ari, the second charge. Amnesty says that the United States continued to breach fundamental human rights of more than 600 detainees held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The report also speaks of the continuing legal limbo in which all detainees have been held, who have neither been recognized by the U.S. as prisoners of war, nor allowed any means of challenging the legality of their detention before a court. What about it, Ari?
Dismiss that as without merit. The prisoners in Guantanamo are being treated humanely. They're receiving medical care. They're receiving food. They're receiving far better treatment than they received in the life that they were living previously.
Oh, my God.
It's a reminder also that these people are terrorists who still want to wreak harm and havoc on the United States and our people. They're very dangerous people.
Yeah, and some of them are middle school age. You filthy swine. Incredible. He says the detainees, people being held in these dog cages, shackled 23 out of 24 hours, going slowly insane. Ari Fleischer says, well, they're receiving far better treatment than they received in the life that they were living previously. Okay, bad word coming. Get your kids away from the radio. This miserable son of a bitch. I mean, this is just unbelievable. The face of the United States that is being presented to the world is that of oppressor, violator of basic human rights, defiler of international law, disrespecter of treaties and agreements that took 50, 60 years to put together. That's the face of this country being presented to the rest of the world. But we don't care. We don't give a damn. Because George W. Bush is still the illegal president of the United States. He has not been removed from office by the people of this country. Ben, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
No problem, Mike. Well, you know, I run the White Rose Society and I website, and I named it that for a reason. And that is because my studies of history say that we are going down the same road now that Germany was going down in 1937.
Yeah, that road, or are we going down the road of the Soviet Union circa 1920s and into the 30s?
Well, I think that we are really coming closer to what Germany wanted, because the Soviet Union mostly wanted to control themselves. Okay, they wanted to consolidate Russia and keep it under their control, and they weren't looking outside of their borders to any great degree, except like Finland, which they needed for a port.
Okay, well then let's take it up to World War II, when at the end of World War II, the so-called Soviet Union tried to glom up and successfully glommed up half of Eastern Europe, Central Asia.
Politics loves a power vacuum. I think they grabbed those things because otherwise they knew we'd take them.
You see, to me, the Germans were destroyed, the Wehrmacht, the Nazis were destroyed before they could do more than absorb Austria and absorb the Sudetenland and invade Poland and you know.
If you look at what they actually managed to take over, I mean, they had Romania and Czechoslovakia and Albania and northern Greece.
But they lost
Turkey
it,
and
right. But it was all
Ukraine.
Okay, and Northern Africa. But they lost it all. The Soviet Union it lasted for what, 75, 80 years before it was finally put out of business. It collapsed internally. One of the reasons was because of what happened in Afghanistan.
Well, I think
so. I don't know. I understand what you're saying, and I do believe that Bush is a proto-Nazi. He's a religious Nazi. But
yeah,
but
you know, and I think if you look, if you took a poll of the, you know, you right now you see that 70% of all Americans, you know, support this thug.
Right.
Well, I think if you took a poll of all Germans 1938, and I believe there actually were some polls because I recall having read them.
Uh-huh.
More than 70% of the German people supported Hitler. You know, and you look at their pretexts for war.
Mm-hmm.
World War II started, according to the Nazis, with an unprovoked attack on Germany by Poland, of all people.
Right.
Just like, you know, Saddam Hussein's vaporous weapons of mass destruction. It was an attack that never happened.
Well, riddle me this, as somebody in the movies would say occasionally, and in the comic books, riddle me this. Hitler's rise to power came as a result of the Treaty of Versailles and the Great Depression and the fact that the Germans were being bankrupted. The entire country was being driven into the ground because of war reparations from World War I. It was a faltering economy. It was a sick economy. It was it was a country about to implode. Along comes Hitler. George W. Bush comes after the longest economic expansion in the history of this country. He comes after a period of 8 years when not a single American died in conflict anywhere as a result of anything that Bill Clinton did, which is not to excuse Clinton for his adventures using NATO. I'm just making the point of American lies. We come out of a period of absolute prosperity, technological advances during the Clinton years that staggered the imagination, and onto this stage steps these two filthy thugs, Cheney and Bush. Why did the American people... I understand why the German people went for Hitler in a very perverse way. I can understand it.
Yeah.
In a very perverse way, I can understand why the Russians went for the revolutionaries after how many centuries of Tsarist rule. But
right.
Why did the American people go for and continue to go for a worthless, useless destroyer of everything American? Answer me that.
Because although the Germans were financially bankrupt, the American people are intellectually bankrupt at present. We have been fed nothing but pre-digested pap via Rush Limbaugh and other official media outlets, and that's something that barely slackened its step during Bill Clinton's administration.
Okay, so 8 years of Bill Clinton, you've got Limbaugh and his clones and Newt Gingrich and his clones telling America that everything's rotten and wrong when everything was not rotten and wrong. Are you saying that the American public developed this ability, I forget what the psychological term is, but to deny totally what they were experiencing and accept totally what these neo-fascist thugs were telling them, like Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh, to the extent that when it came time to continue the Clinton policies, i.e. Al Gore, the American public said, no, I've had enough peace and prosperity. I'm going to trash my country. I'm going to trash the reputation of my country. I'm going to give up my morals. I'm going to give up everything and spiral into the slime. I don't understand it, Ben.
Well, what they managed to do was they created enough economic uncertainty in the hearts of the average American, enough belief that they really weren't on top of things, that they really didn't know. You know, I mean, the average American is four paychecks from the street.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, amazingly, people are aware of this. They are under this burden of debt trying to maintain the standard of living that they're told that you have to maintain in order to be a good American, certainly in order to be, like, you know, normal.
Right.
You have to maintain this obscene standard of living.
Right.
And so what we've got here is the situation they were sold on the following. If you get rid of all these liberals that are giving away all your money to everybody on the planet, you will be well off financially. finally.
But
economic security, your survival angst will go away, and you'll be able to live with this wonderful standard of living.
Well, how could the American public buy that blatant a lie after 8 years where the average Joe and Jane saw their retirement funds take off like a rocket? Where everybody was working. What was unemployment in this country at one point during the Clinton years? Wasn't it 3.4%?
Yeah.
How could you convince the American public we were in economic...
By flooding their mind with information contrary to that.
So you're
People
saying
are
that...
so flooded by the electronic media that it creates the reality for them.
So you're saying mainstream media has turned us literally into a nation of non-thinking sheep? They've been willing participants in our brainwashing, and this is where we are. We bought this 2.5 years ago, that we would rather plunge into the abyss than continue policies of peace and prosperity.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Stunning.
And I think that the buy-in, see, right now, the buy-in is so complete.
Yeah, let me put you on hold a second. I'll come right back, Ben. Oh, this is making me crazy.
Then I remembered. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the night?
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
You have to admire the compassionate conservatism of the only president we presently have. George W. has looked around the country, surveyed the growing economic woes of our people, and reached this compassionate conclusion. The rich are hurting. Feeling their pain, George has responded with a $400 billion tax giveback for these privileged ones, eliminating the taxes that they pay on their stock profits. But this is not merely a matter of compassion, says George. It's a matter of justice. The assertion by Bush is that taxing the stock dividends of big investors is nothing less than the horror of double taxation. After all, claim the Bushites, corporations already pay taxes on these profits, so the 10% of Americans who own 90% of all corporate stock shouldn't pay again when the profits are distributed to them. George, who likes things simple, says simply, it's not fair to tax something twice. Yoo-hoo, George! We know you've never worked for a living, but have none of your hotshot corporate economists mentioned to you that working people have their income taxed not just twice, but multiple times? Check it out. Our monthly wages are hit for federal and state income taxes, Social Security tax, unemployment, and Medicare taxes. Then, these same wages are slapped with ever-rising sales taxes, gasoline tax, property taxes, highway and subway tolls, numerous fees, and if we buy a six-pack to try forgetting taxes, we're hit with a liquor tax. This is Jim Hightower saying, if Bush really gave a damn about fairness, he wouldn't be singling out a handful of rich elites for more favoritism. He'd focus instead on restoring some progressive balance to a skewed tax system that grossly favors the rich and global corporations at the expense of America's wage-earning majority. To get the truth about who's paying what and about how Bush's policies are ripping off the middle class, call Citizens for Tax Justice, 202-626-3780.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, we are talking with Ben, our Elgin, Illinois bureau chief and the originator and webmaster of WhiteRoseSociety.org, which, by the way, you can go to and download. What do you archive? 3 weeks of this
Three
program?
Weeks.
3 weeks. And if you miss a show or one of these shows, and you also do Peter Werbe.
Right.
If you want to hear either Peter's program or my program over a three-week period, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and take your pick. Now, where were we?
Well, the buy-in. The American people, having bought, you know, it's like when a con artist goes to rip you off, he gets you to buy into something small.
Right.
And having bought into something small, he says, well, you've already spent this money.
In for a dime, in for a dollar.
Exactly. And
right.
that is the position the American people are in. A lot of them cannot admit to themselves what a horrific mistake they have made because you know that that makes them into chumps. And nobody wants to think he's a chump. And so we're in a very similar situation to all the Germans who saw the death camps being built and allowed themselves to think, oh, these are just detainment camps.
Right.
These are just relocation camps. These are intermediate places for all these Jewish people to go so they can be relocated into the conquered lands to the east.
Right.
And that was the fairy tale they told themselves. All the while that the ovens were burning people up every single day, these people who lived sometimes within sight of these things were telling themselves, all is okay. We're not being lied to by our government. What is happening over there is not what looks like what is happening over there because it can't be. And it can't be because that would make us chumps.
Well, it also tends to make people crazy. I mean, you can't deny reality. I guess with the firebombing of the German cities, the deliberate and calculated destruction of civilian life in order to weaken the morale of the Wehrmacht, most of the Germans who were incinerated were people who didn't believe it was happening. How does that explain we Americans don't believe it's happening? You know, the difference between America in the 21st century and Germany in the middle of the 20th, I would think, or not even the middle of the 20th, prior to the middle of the 20th, I would think that we Americans would be a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more understanding, and it appears we're not. We're just not. Well,
30% of us. 30% of us are intelligent enough and coherent enough and aware enough of what is actually happening in the world to see through the lie.
Yeah.
The other people, see, they're actually not behaving irrationally, Mike. That's the problem. They have been fed a set of quote unquote facts,
right.
And the facts that they have been fed, of course, are lies. But by their own rational assessment of those facts, what we have done in Afghanistan and what we have done in Iraq and what we're about to do in Iran and what we're about to do in North Korea and what we're about to do in the Philippines
in
and
Colombia.
What we're about to do in
Colombia.
Other places,
<You're right. laughs>
all is very rational. It all follows lockstep from those lies.
Yeah.
You know, they're out to get us. They hate us because we have homes.
Right.
Now, if you want to hit the survival, you know, the survival instinct of an American, you talk about taking away his home.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what they're doing. They are bringing this all down to the basic circuit survival level stuff and making everyone afraid.
Well,
that fear that's
right.
driving them.
Well, that's how you manipulate a population.
And they have done it
terror.
Expertly.
Yeah. Ben, thank you.
You take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Have I mentioned yet today that I just viscerally hate the right-wingers who infest talk radio for what they have done in the past, especially the past 5 or 6 years, of force-feeding swill 24-7, border-to-border, coast-to-coast, into the minds of us Americans. Absolute swill. Have I said I hate them yet tonight? I haven't? Okay. I hate them. I know, I should have a more zen approach.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A new national rule on wolves could boost their numbers around the Great Lakes, but sink a recovery plan in New England. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The federal government recently adopted a new rule for wild wolf management. In Great Lakes states, where 3,000 wolves roam, the animals are now considered threatened rather than endangered. Lisa Yee Litzenberg is with the National Wildlife Federation in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She says wolves around the Great Lakes have made a dramatic recovery since 1930, when they almost vanished from the lower 48 states. Yee Litzenberg says downlisting wolves from endangered to threatened will change how the animals will be managed under the Endangered Species Act.
I think it's very important to understand that this downlisting in Michigan and Wisconsin will mean relaxed protections for problem wolves that are killing domesticated animals. But ultimately, the relaxed protections will help protect the overall wolf population numbers.
Yee Litzenberg says decreasing federal protection will reduce animosity and prevent illegal killings. But she says the new national rule is bad news for other regions. In New England, wolves were downlisted as well, even though the animals don't exist there. Kristen DeBoer is a wolf reintroduction advocate with a group called Restore the North Woods in Concord, Massachusetts. DeBoer says the new rule removes federal support for wolf reintroduction efforts. DeBoer says her group has spent 10 years building public support for wolf recovery in New England. She says Maine has over 10 million acres of wild land where wolves could roam. DeBoer says Restore the North Woods will continue pushing for wolf recovery in New England. She says moose are overpopulated without wolves to help keep them in check. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
I can't cool down. My situation, girl.
liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Libby is calling from Ocracoke Island, North Carolina. Libby, this is your first time calling, right?
Right.
Welcome aboard. I have spent time on Ocracoke and Nag's Head and that whole chain of barrier islands out there. It's beautiful, beautiful country.
Yeah, it really is.
Of course, you don't want to be out there when there are hurricanes.
Yeah, we had a windless hurricane, I think, this week. There's as much water around as there usually is during a hurricane, but I think the wind was last week and I was gone.
Is that your permanent home, or do you vacation there, or is it where you live?
Yeah, I live here,
That's your permanent home. Well, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I first heard your show. We were we play music, and we were on a tour out through the Southwest and heard you in Santa Fe.
You're in a band, a group?
My husband and I play, but, yeah, we were in Santa Fe, and people had your show on in the car.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got home, I found it on the Internet.
Well, bless your heart.
Yankee little connection here.
What sort of music do you and your husband play?
Old-time blues. Whatever. We write stuff.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah,
and
it is.
So you live on Ocracoke Island for inspiration and travel the country and play your music. That sounds like a good life, Libby.
Well, it is.
But the real reason you called...
The real reason I called was because you were talking about... actually, I just sent you an email, too, about Los Alamos. But the reason I called this time, we were talking about what in the world is going on with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely hear you, so I'll just pretend like I'm talking with myself.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Well, it's there's such a tenuous little connection here.
Okay.
To Ocracoke. But anyway, what I was saying is that my theory about a lot of this is it's just like playground bullies. I think it's just, you know, everybody, it's like a positively Fourth Street.
Right.
We just want to be on the side that you just want to be on the side that's winning.
Right.
And I think that people, they found out that all they've got to do is say, oh, you're a liberal. And people that don't even know. I mean, it's people say, oh, no, I'm not. You know, like a Sims, oh, no, I'm not. And the thing is, it's just if you make anything sound like it's bad enough.
Right.
And, I mean, if people would have just started out at the very first and said, yes, I'm a liberal, and if you had a brain and a heart, you'd be one, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing your parents, you know, supposedly or hopefully tell you when you're a kid. Just say, yeah, that's what I am, big deal, and you take all the power out of it, but people don't do that.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time in offices, you know, people gang up on one person.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, most of the people know that person hasn't done anything wrong, but they know what happens if you go up against the bully.
That's right. Well, you make a good point. You make a good point. People should say, yes, I'm a liberal. So, what's for dinner?
Yeah, and the thing is, like Wellstone, that's what made him such a target is if peer pressure doesn't do it for you, you know, if you can stand up to that, then you're a threat because what weapon can they use of somebody that says, yeah, is that the worst you can do, yet worst you can say? And I think the same thing, it's like Gore should concede, you know?
Uh-huh.
What was that about? And midnight basketball, you know?
You're right.
I mean, midnight basketball, somebody would have just said, well, you know, if you don't want people out, like, breaking into your cars and mugging people at midnight, then I think it's a great idea to have them playing basketball. But instead, if you make it, I mean, if you can make it to where a ditto head sounds like a good thing to be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, Libby, thank you so much for calling. I hope you call again, and maybe next time we'll have a better connection, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciate your show, and it's so nice to hear, like, that Tom Tomorrow cartoon where the person with outrage finally just sort of just poof explodes.
Right, right, right.
Well, anyway, thanks for your good work.
Well, thank you, Libby, and I hope you check in with us again.
I sure will.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ocracoke Island. Any of y'all been there? It is really, really something to see. A lot of pirate ships crashed, hit the shoals, and sunk off of the barrier islands in North Carolina. All kinds of treasure, I understand, still out there, just waiting to be discovered, huh? Robin is calling from Victor, West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mike. The whole wrecked pirate ship thing out there is sort of what we like to think of as a very steep learning curve.
Yeah?
not a good place to be.
No, absolutely not. All kinds of all of a sudden you're cruising along on your pirate ship and everything's cool. You just knocked over a couple of French or British vessels or
and
whatever.
Next thing you know, you're shattered on rocks.
Boom. And it appears that you're in the middle of the ocean, but you're not. You're on those shoals off.
You know, it even came true not 50 years ago, or more than 50 years ago, not 60, with a couple of misguided U-boat commanders.
Yeah, well, got to be careful off the coast of North Carolina.
it's a charming place from the land.
It is. It is.
Enough babble from my part, but you know. God, it's fun.
Yeah.
I heard some of the earlier confabulation about, you know, are we like the Soviets?
Yeah.
Are we like the Nazis?
Yeah.
And I know you favor toward are we like the Nazis, and frankly, it's an easy call.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to submit to you, Mike, that we ain't like neither one of them.
We have our own hybrid of totalitarianism.
Well, you know, we've never been known to come up with somebody else's government from 1776 forward.
True.
1776 was a brand new government, brand new experiment, and those snotty Europeans are forever referring to what we've done here, probably to this day, as their noble experiment.
Right, right.
But the fact of the matter is, we're not commie, because, you know, those dirty red pinko faggot commies had this stupid idea that everybody every Soviet citizen should be offered care cradle to grave by the government, with the single exception of course, the enemies of the state.
Right.
And I really don't think that we're Nazi either, because that god-awful, filthy Nazi government maintained that every German citizen should be cared for cradle to grave by the state.
Yeah.
Except the enemies thereof.
Yeah.
Health care, a little job, something to tinker at. You know, both systems said everybody except whom we don't like.
So the Bush crime family is coming up with something
bigger, nastier, and far more evil than even you, hating them as much as you and I both do.
But I
even imagine.
But I would think that what the Bush crime family is coming up with is terribly destructive to the American people. You know, when I use the Soviet or the Nazi model, I'm in the Soviet, I'm thinking of the utter and incredible lies, the whole Potemkin-esque flavor,
Mike,
of the Soviet Union. When I think of
but bear in mind, Mike, both of those regimes had notions of themselves as existing forever. The thousand-year Reich.
Yeah,
if you read Marx, the final transition to the proletarian paradise.
Right, right.
Those were eternal regimes. It was supposed to be the final answer. You don't have anybody in this government today who can tell you they have a final answer.
I think the people
tax cuts aren't the final answer.
No, but the people who put together PNAC, Project for a New American Century, I think they are thinking in terms of a thousand-year Reich, a U.S. style, or at least long enough until Jesus finds favor with all this death and destruction. And
there's the problem.
Right.
And I think that lies at the bottom, even above PNAC, because frankly, they don't care if there are no poor people. They don't care if, as Homer Simpson once said, the wheels of industry are oiled with the blood of the workers.
Right, right. Homer Simpson, huh?
They are short-sighted.
Yeah.
They are pitifully short-sighted. They are making something for America that can't survive a generation, frankly. And a little bit earlier, you said you should respond to someone by saying, yes, I'm a liberal. What time is it?
Uh-huh.
I would submit to you that the only salvation of this country, Mike, is, yes, I'm a liberal. Do you believe in Jesus? Why don't you? And why aren't you a liberal if you do?
Right, right. Well, okay.
I don't mean to be crazy, but you know, I'm so tired of us being beaten down for the simple fact that we believe in the decency of somebody whose skin isn't our color, who doesn't speak our language.
I know. Whose sexual...
I don't think I've ever ranted on you. I apologize.
No, that's okay. We're beaten down because we believe that if somebody's sexual orientation is not something that we're intimately familiar with, therefore they should be... we should apologize for saying, well, these people have the same rights as these people because we're all Americans. We all exist under the same Constitution. I don't know what it is about liberals, for the most part, that are tending now to be silent, to shy away, just like our caller from Ocracoke or like Ben mentioned. It's almost as though we're ashamed, not ashamed, that's not the right word, but intimidated, that's the right word, to say, no, I'm a liberal, I believe in certain ideals and goals and codes of ethics and codes of morality, whether they're local or global. There should be pride in saying that.
Sure, and the thing is, Mike, if you bear down on most... you know, not your hardcore email and, you know, kind of monkeys, but if you bear down on most people that go, you know, I think he's going to bring honor to our country again, if you bear down on them, and I don't mean by that to be mean, but if you ask them a few questions and be gentle to them and don't be nasty to them, you'll find that they don't think far off than you do. They believe that people ought to be taken care of. They believe that this government... Yeah, that there's something grand and wonderful about what America is.
Well, they're in for a real shock then, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And if you start, like I said, you know, not the hardcores, but just the I'm in West Virginia, Mike. The idiots that ran out and voted for Bush because, you know, Charlton Heston said they were going, that Al Gore was going to get their guns.
Right.
If you stop and talk to them for a minute, and I do this frequently, you know, filling up with gas, going to the grocery store, what have you, and I say, what do you think of what that god-awful man is doing to our country?
Well,
I haven't gotten confronted once.
I respect your ability to do that. I really do. I don't think at this point I just don't see that as being something that I can do. It might be something.
Oh no, you can't do it. You've got a bullseye on you.
I mean just like you said, pump a gas at the grocery store. Engage people in conversation. But it's just something I can't do right now. I don't know why. I just can't do it. I am so turned off by my countrymen. Every time I see a poll that says 68 or 72 or 76% think that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11 and Bush is restoring honor and dignity, not only can I not relate to that, but when I think that two-thirds or three-fourths of the American public feel that way, I just want to flee. I want to run in shame and terror and get the hell out of here.
I understand, Mike, but the fact of the matter is the same people that are handing you those polls
are the
same people that ran away when Diebold told them to.
Yeah, well,
in the last congressional election.
Yeah, that's true. You know, well, I respect your ability to confront the issue and talk with people, and thank God there are people out there like you. You kind of offset people like me, because when I get out in public, I just kind of slither from shadow to shadow and try to be invisible.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure talking to you. It's especially one tonight. I'm kind of getting away from something, but. We had a little family tragedy tonight. One of our dogs got run over. And,
Sorry.
Yeah, it sucked. You know, the guy just shot on by. You know,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's ugly.
But it's almost a nice level of catharsis, too.
Well, thanks for checking in. I'm sorry for the sadness in your family, Robin.
Well,
thanks for checking in.
We appreciate it. You know, they're all people, too.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Mike, you have a great night.
Okay, you too, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, losing a pet, you know, come on, it's really, it really hurts. Really does. Really does. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Wayne is calling from Seattle. Hey, Wayne, haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, Mike, you know, propaganda works.
Yeah.
You know, Chomsky's written about it quite a bit.
Right.
It's not a new thing. It goes back to...
manufacturing assent or dissent.
Yeah, it goes back to World War I and the dawn of the public relations industry in this country. Hitler actually and Goering actually borrowed some of their ideas from us.
Yeah, that's true.
When they saw the success that we were having whipping up anti-German hysteria for World War One in a country that up to that point was pacifist and isolationist, you know, that was all very intentionally engineered.
And had an awful lot of, I think Germans constitute the largest white population group in this country. If I'm not mistaken, there was debate, I think, in the founding of this country whether or not our language would be English or German. So it was quite a feat in the run-up to World War One to whip up anger and fear and loathing against the Hun when so many people in this country were of German extraction.
Yeah. And now the public relations industry, there's a couple great books that I just love by Sheldon Rampton and John Stauber. One is called Toxic Sludge is Good for You, and the other is called Trust Us, We're Experts. And they talk about what the public industry, you know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry now and what it's evolved into to the point where public relations firms actually ship video news releases to these small TV channels, and they just play them right out of the box as though they were, you know, news reports.
Sure, sure.
And so, and you, having worked at CNN, I mean, you know, when the propaganda needs to be a little more explicit, you know that the intelligence agency has their assets throughout the media.
Sure.
So when they need to generate a story or squash a story,
it's not that hard to do. Not that hard to do.
You know, Frank Wisner called it the mighty Wurlitzer. He could get the media to play whatever tune he wanted to, and that came, you know, out of the OSS. So, I think that what you're seeing and what we're all seeing is just the result of this finely honed propaganda machine. And,
I think you're right. I think you're right. Hey, do me a favor, Wayne. Email me the title of those two books.
Oh, yeah. They're great. I've heard them on alternative radio interviewed, and they're just really bright guys.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
And you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't
me?
Have something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
The majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Coming up next hour, we've got some sound for you. Bush signed two economic bills in 2 days. One enacting his disgusting, contemptible, snake-filled, roach-encrusted tax cut package. And the other one raising the public debt ceiling by $1 trillion. Those are our dollars, right? Yours and mine. And people who still can be tricked into investing in this country, buying our bad paper. So we'll have some audio of today's nauseating bill signing ceremony coming up soon, right after the break here at the top of the hour. So stick around for that. Nadine is calling from Honolulu. Hey, we don't have a bureau chief out there. Would you like to be a bureau chief in Honolulu, Hawaii?
Well, it will have to be for a little while, though, because we're going to be going back to the mainland one of these days.
Well, for as long as you're there, Kathy, make note of this. Nadine is our Honolulu, Hawaii bureau chief. All right? Now, when you call in, Nadine, and Kathy gets your call, until you leave Hawaii, you say, hi, this is Nadine, the Honolulu bureau chief. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So, Mike, the reason why I was calling is, I have been reading The Clinton Wars, Blinded by the Right, you know, the usual.
Right.
And it occurred to me as I talking to a friend of mine, and he said something very significant. He said people are tired of scandals.
Yeah.
Over the last 8 years, people have been subjected to a very nasty scandal ridden, driven by the so-called liberal media.
Right.
Environment.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they're going, don't bother me with more scandals.
But
I don't really want to hear about it.
Right, but all those scandals were manufactured. There were no scandals. And
you know that.
And the real scandals, of course, I know you know this, and I know this, and people listening to this program know this, and I don't understand why the rest of America doesn't know it. The scandals are the events that are occurring now, where people are dying, where fraud is being committed, where the goodwill of the United States is being trashed, where the economy is being destroyed. Oh, my God. And during the Clinton years, what were the scandals? That Hillary and Bill decided to fire the White House travel office and put some new people in? Woo! That was really a scandal, wasn't it?
Yes, but the point is that they basically said this whole thing where they basically manufacture all of those scandals, hire people from scandals.
Nadine, can you hold a second?
Yes.
All right, I'll come back to you because we've got to take a break here. All right, yes, top of the hour break. We'll come back, finish up talking with Nadine and the rest of the folks on hold, and then we want to play the sound for you from Bush signing the Enrich the Wealthy Even Further bill.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News. Iran is denying U.S. accusations it's pursuing weapons of mass destruction. Instead, Tehran claims Israel's nuclear arsenal is the main threat to peace in the Middle East. The comments came during a meeting of 57 Islamic nations and other groups in Iran's capital. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's foreign minister says any concern about noncompliance with weapons of mass destruction should be dealt with through international cooperation. Kamal Harazi was apparently responding to U.S. claims that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons. Tehran insists its nuclear programs are purely peaceful and compliant with international agreements. Iran's foreign minister, Kamal Harazi.
Resort to force or directing unverified accusations against the states outside international frameworks will only undermine the current international agreements.
Meanwhile, Mr. Harazi is calling on the international community to pressure Israel to sign up to arms control agreements. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
Serial murder suspect Derek Todd Lee is back home in Louisiana. Lee, a suspect in the murders of at least five South Louisiana women, was arrested in Atlanta Tuesday night. A private jet supplied by the FBI returned him to Baton Rouge Wednesday afternoon. In a brief Atlanta court appearance earlier, Lee indicated he did not want to fight extradition.
Do you want to waive and go back, or do you want to require the governor of Louisiana to send their warrant?
I'm going to go back.
You want to waive and go back?
No.
Lee is charged with the rape and murder of Louisiana State University student Carrie Yoder, who became his fifth alleged victim in March. DNA evidence has tied Lee to the killings of four other women in South Louisiana over the past 2 years.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
A Catholic high school outside Toronto will not reopen until next Tuesday because of a student who's come down with SARS. The facility has been closed since last Friday, forcing the school's 1,500 students to remain at home in quarantine. Chris Cable with the York District Catholic School Board says moms, dads, and kids are taking things in stride.
There was general concern for the student in question, concern for their own children as parents. They realized that this is really a precautionary measure.
Cable says the student caught the deadly virus from one of his parents, who is a healthcare worker at a Toronto hospital where the latest outbreak originated. Health administrators say the chances of other students coming down with the outbreak are very low. The virus has taken the lives of at least 27 people in Canada. There are now only a dozen probable cases in the country.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
An Indiana soccer coach is on a quest to ride a lawnmower cross-country in 80 days. Known as the Yard Man, 37-year-old Brad Hodder began his trek from San Francisco in March and is 8 days from reaching his goal in New York City. Along the way, he and his crew have run into destructive tornadoes in Arkansas and Tennessee and posed for pictures with the godfather of soul, James Brown, in North Carolina. Hodder is attempting to raise money for the environmental group Keep America Beautiful. Right now, he's in Washington, D.C. This is actually his second journey on a mower. The first transcontinental trip in 1999 landed him in the Guinness Book of World Records. The 18-horsepower mower he's riding on can reach speeds of 25 miles an hour. Stocks were up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points to 87.93. The NASDAQ was up 6 to 15.63, and the S&P 500 edged higher by a point to 9.53. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Kids fight over toys, and mom says share. Good advice for the playground and the road. When I come back, we'll talk peaceful coexistence between cars and motorcycles.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. in his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Global detente's important, but drivers of four-wheel vehicles and two-wheeled motorcycles could use some local negotiation in sharing the road. Here's a start. Cyclists, act like full-sized vehicles by claiming road space nearer centerline, encouraging drivers to pass with a wider berth. Four-wheel vehicles, don't move to one side to see what's going on in slow traffic. Stick to the middle of your lane. This position discourages cyclists from weaving between cars. Now that's shuttle diplomacy. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We are talking with Nadine in Honolulu, Hawaii, our bureau chief there. All right, Nadine, wrap it up for me.
Well, to wrap it up, what I think is going on is that people are literally tired, and that this was done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that the scandals are refusing to die. And, Mike, just to give you some hope, Hawaii just said no to the United States Patriot Act. So did Alaska.
Oh, great.
And yep. 110 municipalities and counting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean the whole state said no.
Yeah, a lot of cities. I don't know that any states. Maybe there have been a couple.
Two. Alaska and Hawaii.
Those are the only two. I know a lot of municipalities have declared the USA Patriot Act to be something that they are not going to participate in whatsoever. I think that number is, if I'm not mistaken, it's between 150 and 200 municipalities on the mainland or the lower 48 have decided to do this. So Hawaii decided as a state not to participate.
The state legislature said no and also ordered the state representatives in Congress to work to repeal it.
Great.
And so did Alaska in the last week.
Well, that
so given those things,
yeah,
they're getting a lot of resistance. That's why I'm starting to get more and more hopeful that in 2004, we will drive these people out.
I hope you're
that, there's a lot of work to be done.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Nadine.
And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for checking in, Nadine.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. All right, very quickly, before you go back to your call, Shelby LePre is the owner and operator of RadioPower.org that streams this program, one of the sources that streams this program. Just got an email from her. Listen to this. Let me preface this by saying I have noticed something here in the metro Atlanta area, especially in the suburban police departments. I haven't seen this in the Atlanta Police Department yet. But in some of the, not just suburbs, but I mean separate and discrete villages around the city, like Decatur. Now, Decatur and Atlanta kind of bleed together, but Decatur is Decatur. Stone Mountain, Avondale Estates, Clarkston. I have been noticing this. These are some of the towns that I pass through on my drive into the studio that Kathy and I drive through. Now, these are just little, you know, at one time they were little North Georgia towns. Now they're kind of sucked into this huge amoeba-like Atlanta. But what I've noticed, these little municipalities still have their own police departments. They still have, in some instances, their own fire departments. And I've noticed that some of the police cars of these little tiny towns have been sporting American flags, sticking, those little extenders that come out of the back window and there's a flag on it. Right, Kathy? We've commented on this. What are these American flags about? These are little towns like Clarkston, Georgia, Stone Mountain, Georgia, Decatur, Georgia, DeKalb County, the county in which all these little towns sit. All right, that's the preamble. Here's the story. I just got this email from Shelby. Mike, I just returned from walking to the mini-mart for an ice cream. There was a Pittsburgh, now this is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there was a Pittsburgh police cruiser in the parking lot. As I walked by, I noticed it had one of those American flags on a stick stuck to its side window. The officer was exiting the store as I was entering, and he held the door for me. So I took the chance to ask him what the flag on his cruiser meant. He said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Do you realize that flag makes your cruiser look like a Gestapo staff car? You protect and serve the people of Pittsburgh, not the U.S. government, so why the flag?" He asked me if I was using drugs. I said, "Huh?" He then commanded me to produce some identification. I said, "For what? All I did was ask you what the flag means." He said, "Because it's against the law to be in public without identification." This was news to me, but I realized I was one sentence away from getting cuffed, so I produced my driver's license. He instructed me to stand against his cruiser while he checked me for outstanding warrants. When that proved fruitless, he told me to count backwards from 100. Finally, he gave me back my license and told me to be on my way. He never did tell me what the flag meant. Shelby, you better watch out, girl. You don't ask these cops what the flag means. Come on, Shelby, you're sharper than that. If some police cruiser sports a flag, you know damn well what it means, right? But I appreciate the story. That's just bizarre. That's just, and I'm not jumping in Shelby's case. Since when did? Never mind. CBS is reporting the following. This was on their newscast tonight. and it's now being carried by Reuters news agencies around the world. The Baghdad bunker, which the United States said it bombed on the opening night of the Iraq War in a bid to kill Saddam Hussein, never existed, CBS Evening News reported Wednesday. The television network quoted a U.S. Army colonel in charge of inspecting key sites in Baghdad as saying no trace of a bunker or of bodies had been found at the site on the southern outskirts of the Iraqi capital, known as Dora Farms. Colonel Tim Madeira said, "When we came out here, the primary thing we were looking for was an underground facility or bodies, forensics, and basically what they saw was giant holes created, no underground facilities. No bodies." CBS, saying it was the first news organization to visit the site, reported that the CIA had searched it once and Colonel Madeira had searched it twice as parts of efforts to find traces of DNA that could indicate if Saddam or his sons had been killed or wounded. CBS said the main palace in the compound remained standing despite the surrounding destruction. It quoted Madeira as saying anyone who had been in the building could have survived the raid. Now, if you remember, Truth Seekers, shortly after that attack, and we played the entire thing. Remember how long it ran, Kathy? 6.5 minutes of shock and awe. Remember that? Shortly after that attack, Donald Rumsfeld told reporters, "There's no question but that the strike on that leadership headquarters was successful. We have photographs of what took place. The question is, what was in there?" Now it turns out to have been a lie. Photographs, Don? Is that what you have? Of a place that didn't exist? Intelligence on a place that didn't exist? The Reuters article goes on. The U.S. effectively acknowledged that on the March 20th raid, it failed to kill Saddam when it launched a second air attack aimed at the Iraqi president on April 7th. The fate of Saddam and his son is still unclear. Rumsfeld said earlier this month, "If you don't have evidence he's dead, you probably got to assume he's alive." Oh, gee, Don, that's really profound. Are you surprised? Another lie. It's all lies. Every single reason. How many dead Americans now? 150? Are we up to 150 now? How many dead Iraqis? Nobody knows. Thousands? Not tens of thousands. Thousands. Every single dead American. Why is that young man, and in a couple of cases, young woman, dead? Because George Bush got tired of waiting for something that didn't exist. Proof of weapons of mass destruction. Proof that Saddam was about to attack the U.S. Proof that Saddam was about to attack his neighbors. Proof of anything. So I ask the question again. Why are you and I allowing this thug to remain president of the United States? Huh? Lie upon lie upon lie. Every single reason for this war was a lie. For this attack. It wasn't a war. Starve a country for 12 years and then attack it? After paying off its general command, what appears to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to just flee? This is disgusting. This is contemptible. Now, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to continue to buy into the media lies that these returning soldiers are heroes? What did they do? I'm not blaming them. They thought they were going to fight a war. And everything they were told turns out to have been an absolute filthy lie. So we have 150 dead young men and women, Americans. We have several thousand dead Iraqis. For what? For what? For what? God. And the reconstruction of Iraq is being handed off to Cheney's business associates and Bush's business associates. Thugs, murderers, killers. That's what these people are. George W. Bush should be run out of this country. He should be impeached and then tried and convicted and sent to prison. How many people's deaths did he preside over in the state of Texas? And now 150, what's the number up to now? The killing of Americans is going to continue. The killing of Iraqis is going to continue. The killing of Americans in Afghanistan is going to continue. The killing of Afghans is going to continue. And this little rat bastard drops down on an aircraft carrier with a sign behind him that says mission accomplished, and a sock in his pants and his parachute strapped so tight that every Republican woman in America goes, "Oh, George!" And here we sit. Or here I sit. I don't know what you're doing. Now it turns out that even the bunker didn't exist. And Rumsfeld can stand there in front of the American public, well, of course, and lie through his stubby-ass brown teeth. "Yeah, we have photographs." No, you don't, you lying bastard. There was nothing there. Your own military tells you there was nothing there. Nothing. Oh, thank God for a break. We'll get your phone calls when we come back.
Of the statements I have made, and I am confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network. For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No, I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Should I apologize for that rant right before the break, Kathy? That's just, I don't know. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I sent you an email on fascism.
Uh-huh.
Just now sent it again.
Okay.
I didn't sign my name, unfortunately. I forgot to, but it's there.
Okay.
It's a comparison of classic fascism and friendly fascism.
Oh, yeah.
Bertram Gross.
Yeah, you sent this to me a week or two ago.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I remember reading it. I may not have answered the email, and I apologize for that.
I know. But it's an interesting comparison.
Uh-huh.
And I think what you were discussing earlier about where are we? Are we in Hitler, Nazism, or Stalinism, or whatever? I think it's more closely aligned to friendly fascism. I think we're fascist, but I don't think it's Nazism.
Yeah, more like Italian fascism.
Yes, yes. In fact, Mussolini did say that corporatism
was the more correct term.
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way we're going.
Boy, we're there, aren't we?
No, it's not the way we're going. I think we're already there.
Well, we are there.
But this. These bums on it. I mean, you're right. And your rants, I don't care. I'm at the point now where if somebody shoots this guy, they better not aim for the head because there's no brain there. Because there's nothing to kill. He has no feelings, period.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that on
No.
On
He's
radio.
No, he has no feelings.
Yeah?
He has no feelings.
Hmm.
No feelings. He's an airhead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's terrible that this man's psychosis and the people around him. I've heard reports that away from his trappings of power, Bush is like your average rich spoiled ex-drunk. Kind of amiable. But when he gets around these Zionists and Christian Zionists as well as Jewish Zionists, when he gets around these Christian fundamentalists, when he gets around the killers, when he gets around the people who want to destroy the world and destroy America, he goes through an instant metamorphosis where he becomes just as vile and filthy and evil as they are. And I think that's an indication of somebody who's just utterly brain dead. Whoever whispers into his head last or into his ear last is the one who determines what he's going to be like for the next 15 minutes.
Sure. I think that's right. But I think he's also on like my wife said one time, I think he saw someone antidepressants. I really do think he's mentally
unstable. There's no question. I mean, this is an administration that, as it comes out, piecemeal, but it's coming out a piece at a time, where it concerns Iraq, built the entire argument for an invasion of Iraq and the death of American servicemen, the death of Iraqi civilians,
right. The
prostitution of our military, built it all on lies. Every single damn piece of it was a lie.
Sure it was.
Secondly, we are also beginning piecemeal to find out that these sons of bitches absolutely knew that there was going to be an attack on this country around September 11th using jetliners as missiles. They knew it. They knew it, Bill.
I know they did.
And they allowed it to happen.
And
now, if that's not an impeachable offense, what in the hell is?
Well, let me tell you something. When 9/11 happened, I saw the destruction. I saw the lives lost. And I told my wife then, I said, there's something more to this than meets the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And
boy, is that the
believe
truth?
Me, I started getting on the Internet and like IndyMedia.org and all that stuff.
Well, maybe our great-grandchildren will get the truth.
But maybe in my lifetime, I hope so. But in somebody else's lifetime, I hope they get the truth, because I believe it was all planned. But I think it was planned, but I think they knew it was bound to happen.
I think you're right. Bill, thanks
right,
for checking
and
in.
Thank you for your efforts, and keep it up.
All right,
okay,
sir. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
State workers struck a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. By a 6-3 margin, the High Court ordered state governments must provide employees with time off work, as detailed in the Family and Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law gives workers the right to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave from work for family emergencies or for the birth or adoption of a child. And yesterday's decision affirms the right of 5 million state government employees to that time off, regardless of what other state laws apply to the issue of time off work.
As the quarantine of cattle farms in Canada expands to three provinces following the discovery of an animal with mad cow disease, attention has begun to turn to the quality control of Canada's food inspection system. And the picture is not pretty. For example, most Canadian meat inspectors don't work directly for the government. They're hired as contractors, and many often begin field work with as little as 4 weeks of training. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has abandoned internal audits to verify the quality of what inspections do get done. And turnover among beef inspectors is high. The yearly rate averages between 20% and 30%, and the wages of many inspectors have been frozen since 1993.
They were the heroes of September 11th, but New York City's firefighters are no longer the darlings of City Hall. New York is in its worst budget crisis in decades, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been slashing thousands of jobs, and among the cuts are six fire companies which closed their doors over the weekend. While no firefighters have lost their jobs yet, the firehouse closures mean that response time to some emergency calls will increase by a minute or more, something that the Uniform Firefighters Association says could spell the difference between life and death in a business where seconds count.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. See, it's happening again. We're just not getting everything. I guess it's because of my half-cocked rants. The Supreme Court today ruled that coercive questioning. Here's an example. I'm going to make this short. Tracy, you're next, then Tom, who's been holding on from Anchorage, Alaska, Joe. We'll be right to you. Here's an example of Amnesty International's concern. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, a decision today, was it today? Yesterday. Defendants or suspects can be compelled to respond to police questioning even though the statements may not be used against them in court. Do you understand that? The police can use coercive measures to force you to answer questions even if the what they get you to say will never enter a courtroom. The Supreme Court ruled that coercive questioning of a suspect by police officers, even a gravely wounded man who has not been offered his Miranda rights, does not violate a person's constitutional rights, as long as the questioning stops short of torture. Do you hear that sentence I just said? That's in the LA Times. The Supreme Court ruled that coercive questioning of a suspect by police officers, even one who's gravely wounded, does not violate a person's constitutional rights as long as the questioning stops short of torture. The Supreme Court said defendants have the right not to have statements they make to police used in court against them during trial, but defendants or suspects can still be compelled to respond to police questioning. This was a 6-3 decision. Now, at issue is the extent of the protections provided by the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination and the 1966 Miranda decision, which guaranteed a person's right to remain silent in the face of police questioning, the right to obtain a lawyer, yada, yada, yada. In the decision the Supreme Court rendered yesterday, the High Court ruled that suspects have a right to sue if they are tortured during police questioning. Ooh, well, that's nice. Now, what this is about, a 1997 case of an Oxnard, California farm worker who was arrested and shot multiple times by police who then questioned him as he lay gravely wounded. Writing for the majority, Uncle Justice Clarence Thomas said that while a person under police questioning has a right not to answer questions where the answer might be self-incriminating in future criminal proceedings, quote, that does not alter our conclusion that a violation of the constitutional right against self-incrimination occurs only if one has been compelled to be a witness against himself in a criminal case, close quote. In other words, the police now can do anything they want to do to you short of torture, even if the information they extract from you cannot be used in a court of law. Then I ask the question, what the hell is the point? The farm worker whose case is involved here, Oliverio Martinez was questioned in a hospital emergency room after he had been shot 5 times by police. He had been told of his, he had not been told of his right to remain silent or to have a lawyer's assistance, and he has maintained that a police sergeant questioned him after he said he did not want the questioning continue. The policeman pressed him to explain his version of the events leading to the shooting. Martinez is said to have responded, "I am choking. I am dying. Please." The cop said, "If you're going to die, you might as well tell me what happened." Martinez was not charged with any crime. The violence perpetrated against him by the cops left him blind and paralyzed. And he sued the police sergeant and the city of Oxnard, California for, among other things, coercive questioning. So Uncle Clarence, writing for a 6-3 majority, said, well, you know, okay, the guy can go ahead and sue. But what the cops did was okay. I've done it again. I've just, this is the United States Supreme Court, the same gang of half-assed bandits who put this country in the grip of the Bush crime family. And now they have ruled with this dumb thug, Clarence Thomas, writing the opinion that coercive questioning in this country is now okay. Oh, you have to stop just short of torture. That decision was rendered yesterday. Amnesty International's report came out today. Do you see what's going on here, Truth Seeker? Of course you do. So now a cop can stop you for no reason. You don't have your seatbelt on. And what happens from that point forward now depends entirely on the attitude, mood, mindset, and possible psychosis of the cop. Miranda and Fifth Amendment was just dealt a hideous blow by 6 United States Supreme Court justices. The right wing wants to get rid of Miranda anyway. Why should they have to tell a suspect you have a right to remain silent? What's that about? Eh? So Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for a 6-3 majority, says, well, okay, I'll tell you what. If they don't stop short of torture, if they go ahead and torture, you can sue them. You can sue them. You can sue them. How about that? If you are tortured now. See, I spent 4 years in Chicago where torturing black men who had been charged with crimes not only they didn't commit, in some instances they weren't even in the city when they occurred. But there were cops, and still are, in Chicago who are nothing more than Gestapo killer thugs. So they would torture these black men until they got confessions. And then the confessions would be used against them, and the black men would be condemned to death. I had personal experiences with 3 of them. 3 of them. I know what I'm talking about. Aaron Patterson, Rolando Cruz, and the other guy, Rolando Cruz, or Aaron Patterson, who was the other one? The one we raised $10,000 for, Kathy. I'm drawing a blank on his name. So the United States Supreme Court now says, by a 6-3 majority, when a cop nabs you, it's your ass, partner. You have nothing to protect you now. Unless they torture you. Then you can sue them. This is America. For Christ's sake, this is going on in Bush's America. Do you understand this? Do you understand what this ruling says? I get this email from Shelby tonight saying she asked the cop what the flag was about. Next thing you know, she's asked to count backwards from 100. And where's your driver's license? Show me some ID. Shelby, are you out of your mind? Don't say a word to these people. This is fascist America. Okay. Did it again. Tracy is calling from Silver Springs, Maryland. Tracy, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mr. Malloy?
I'm a little pissed off right
now. I know, I understand. Yeah, well, you know, it's just another typical day in the Bush neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
It was a disgraceful, you know, decision, obviously. I mean, really. Typical, but this is the same Supreme Court that anointed him president.
I'll tell you what, Tracy, I don't know about you, but you know, when I'm driving from where I live into this studio, I have to go through a lot of little redneck villages, and I'll tell you what, I have my seat, and I drive a pickup truck, and here in Georgia, you don't have to wear your pickup your seatbelt in the pickup truck, but I put the damn thing on anyway.
Yeah.
Because I don't want some cop to stop me and say, where's your seatbelt? And I say, well, I don't have to wear it. I drive a pickup truck. Get out the truck, boy.
I know. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. Two quick things I wanted to tell you, because I know you've got a lot of people waiting. I wanted to remind you, because I told Kathy, I said, there is hope in that. I heard the conversation that you had with our Illinois bureau chief.
Ben.
Listen, the majority of us in 2000, maybe September 11th, temporarily scared a lot of people. But keep in mind, Mike, the majority of us did not vote for this clown.
I know.
The majority of us voted for either Gore or Nader, and you know, he didn't get more votes. The majority of the country in 2000 saw clearly what was the best path.
Okay, now I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but how does that help us? I mean, where should
for now?
Yeah, where's their hope in that?
Well, I think that I'm kind of hoping that with the right Democrat people will come around, because I saw a poll, Mike. I saw a poll that asked, "Are you planning to reelect Bush in 2004,
right?"
And it was evenly in terms of, part of it was not sure, but in terms of yes, definitely yes, and definitely no, it was like evenly split, like 33
right
and 34.
Okay,
so you know, there's hope there.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Now, one last thing I want to say, this is one of the more embarrassing things about the country that has come up during this. Can we please get over France, okay? Can we please get over France? I mean, granted, Jacques, you and I know, and a lot of us who listen to this show might know that Jacques Chirac is not necessarily a flaming liberal, especially in terms of American politics.
Boy, he sure isn't.
But come on!
Oh, I know.
Let it go.
No, the right wing can't, and you know they can't, Tracy. You can let it go. I can let it go. Anybody on this listen to this program, let it go weeks ago, and never had it to begin with. But the freaks in your neck of the woods up there, Washington D.C. No offense, Tracy, but the freaks up there, and the freaks in these state houses, and these these right wingers. You know, 70 years ago, it was the Jews. Now it's the French. It's the Muslims. It's you know, they've got to have something, because
can we sort of like give, even if assuming that they have their own parochial interest, greedy interest for being against the war, can we also give France credit for saying, maybe, you know, yes, they did go through terrorism, and yes, they had their own experience.
Thank you.
With
Thank
imperialism
you. Yes.
And colonialism.
Yes.
They've been down this road before. Maybe they could tell us something,
Thank you. The French understand what it's like
thank
to have
you.
Bombs go off in Paris, and
exactly.
bombs go off in Marseille, and bombs go off all over Algeria. They understand. They know what they're talking about. To a lesser extent, so do the Brits.
The Brits too.
So do the Irish.
I mean,
my God.
Let's not talk about the Germans. Hello.
So do the Spanish.
You know where they've been.
So do the Spanish with the Basque separatists.
Exactly.
I mean, these people understand what the United States is going to face. We are going to have bombs going off from Chicago to L.A.
Exactly.
Thanks to the Bush crime family.
Okay. Hang in there, Mike.
Okay. Tracy. Thanks for checking in. Oh. We're not going to get to the tax cut thing, Kathy. We'll have to do it tomorrow. Tom is calling from Anchorage, Alaska, and has been holding on so long that the glaciers up there have moved about 6 inches further further north, right? Tom, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling?
Yes, it is. And you had the Hawaiian lady call, so I thought I would call from Alaska and tell you that, yeah, Alaska did say no to the Patriot Act.
Well, good for Alaska. Good for Hawaii. Now, if the other 48 states would follow the lead, maybe the Bush crime family would understand that people are not going to go along with this.
Well, we're very independent people up here, as you probably know.
Right.
And this measure, this Patriot Act, was written up by very conservative people, and we're just not like that up here. But, you know, our measure goes farther than any other state or municipality that I know of, because it orders police and other state agencies
mm-hmm.
not to, quote, I have it right here, initiate, participate in, or assist or cooperate with any inquiry, investigation, surveillance, or detention if there is not reasonable suspicion of criminal activity under Alaska state law.
That's great.
So we have a Republican governor here,
mm-hmm.
But our legislature is mostly Democrat, and all that Governor Murkowski, that's his name,
right,
is required to do is sign the resolution to acknowledge that he has read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sends copies to President Bush, John Ashcroft, and Senators Ted Stevens and Lisa Murkowski.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when Ashcroft opens his mail, so to speak, and sees this thing from the state of Alaska that says, essentially, piss off, sucker, you're not going to get anything out of us?
I know.
Wouldn't you love to be in the room?
Yeah, I would. But the state of Alaska, there's not very many people up here, so
mm-hmm.
We don't really make that much of a difference.
But, well, thanks for the information, because I didn't know that Hawaii and Alaska had signed off on this abominable piece of destruction aimed at the U.S. Constitution. I certainly respect the fact that Hawaiians and Alaskans had the common sense and the decency. Maybe the rest of America will follow the lead. One can hope, right?
Right. One can hope.
Well, Tom, thanks for checking in. I appreciate the fact you found the program. I hope you're going to call again.
Yeah. Kathy told me that I was the first person from Alaska to call.
I believe you are.
And that surprises me, because I know a lot of people here in Anchorage and in Fairbanks who are faithful listeners of you.
Well, you're the first one to call. Would you like to be the Anchorage, Alaska bureau chief?
Sure.
All right. When you call in, henceforth and here on, all you have to do is say to Kathy, "Hi, this is Tom, the Anchorage, Alaska bureau chief."
Okay, sure.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We don't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again. No, no.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
This message is brought to you from American Atlantic Financial Corporation. Doesn't it pique your interest to discover how profits could potentially be made in markets like sugar, coffee, gold, foreign currencies, grains, unleaded gasoline, heating oil? Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive a free video called Power, Performance, and Possibilities at no cost or obligation by just dialing toll-free 1-888-247-8400. That's 1-888-247-8400. American Atlantic Financial Corporation specializes in identifying undervalued opportunities and brings them to qualified investors. Call American Atlantic Financial Corporation and receive our latest recommendation. For your free investor's kit and video, call Power, Performance, and Possibilities. Call toll-free 1-888-247-8400. The call is free. The video is free by just dialing 1-888-247-8400. Futures and options involve significant risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to ieamericaradio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Five before the hour. Well, I guess this in the last couple hours went pretty fast, right? Andrew is calling from Santa Fe. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's not the first time I've called. I really enjoy your show. It's the only voice of sanity in this country. I just want to comment on the last caller. First, I saw a bumper sticker that reflected the Rush Limbaugh School of History.
Yeah.
Who said that if it wasn't for us, America would be a part of Germany. And I thought really hard about stopping this person and telling them that if it wasn't for France, this country would still be a British colony.
That's very true.
You know, obviously, that kind of message doesn't get across. But as far as hoping that Democrats are going to pull together or that we're going to be able to sort of change this regime, after reading Greg Palast's book and where he talks about the company that basically, you know, got paid $4 million
right.
to change the Florida vote.
Choice.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're now in 13 states. They changed their name, and they're also pushing for electronic ballots.
Yes.
That we're not going to be able to to double check.
Right.
So I really, you know, as much as I hope that this is going to be, this regime is going to be overthrown, I don't think it will. And I think that we're going to go to war with Iran or somebody else, and that, you know, people are going to be scared, and there's going to be another terrorist attack, most probably like the last anthrax attack that was, you know, home-based. And people are going to be too scared to think.
Well, at some point, you see, I'm not saying it'll happen this year, next year, or 5 years from now, but at some point, if the American people do not at least get back partial control of this government, this country is going to split wide open. All you have to do is look at history. I don't care what the country is, especially when you have people like you have in the United States. Nobody that lives here. Let me back up. Everyone who lives here, with the exception of North American Indians or Native Americans, had ancestors who came from someplace else. We are not like other countries in that regard. And because we, quote, conquered, close quote, this country, in other words, stole it, pillaged it, raped it, ripped it away from the people to whom it rightly belonged, there's a streak of anti-authoritarianism in this country that is submerged right now. But if this Bush crime family continues, I guarantee you that attitude is going to explode outward, and this country is going to see something it hasn't seen since 1776.
Right, but there again, you know, you watch, because all these people who are, you know, pro-NRA and pro-Rush Limbaugh and all this sort of, you know, and that are buying all this sort of anti, you know, international...
Andrew, yeah. My producer's saying close it out. Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. The program was engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay, and thanks to our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Also, kudos to Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com for the website. Check it out. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints.